This is a demonstration of Coppercat's HN 10 plug via skill program. The purpose of this program is to automatically generate the tenting and or via plugging layers as a end of design process. By generating the via tenting and via plugging layers at the end of the design, the designer is free to place and route vias as they wish within the design, and then generate the via and tenting layers as a final step of the process. To load the program, hit Control B on your keyboard, bringing up AppMan, the Application Manager menu. Select HN 10 Plug Via from the program list and click the Load Skill button. The program is divided into two submenus. The first submenu is a via tenting submenu. This submenu controls via tenting options when selected. The other submenu is the via plugging submenu, which controls via plugging options when selected. Each of the submenus may be run independently or simultaneously. First parameter within the via tenting submenu is the maximum drill size. Any vias over this size will not be tented. We have layer selection control. We could do top, bottom, or both. In this case, we're going to select only the top layer. We could select all vias within the design except for via and pad and test point. Only vias underneath BGAs. And we have options to include QFN, QFP thermal vias and avoid back drilled vias. To generate the layer, simply click the generate button. And the program automatically finds the targeted vias and generates the layer. When it's generated, up pops plugging and tenting report. In this case, we're reporting that there's 2,869 vias were tented on the top layer. The vias are displayed in this case as a green pad at each location that there's going to be tented. If we wish to target just the BGA and QFN device, we could do so by selecting them and clicking the generate button again. The previous layer is automatically deleted, and the new devices will be targeted and tenting for those devices will be generated. Again, only the BGA and QFN were targeted for tenting. To delete the layer, simply click the delete button and the tenting pads will be deleted. For via plugging, first option we have is a plug opposite option. This is used for low cost plugging. Please read the manual for more details. For layer selection, again we have top, bottom, both. In this case we're selecting top. Size of the pad, we can select the same size as the via pad or same as the via hole. In this case we're selecting via pad. Vias to be tented, or in this case plugged, are via and pad, and tangential. For the tangential, we're going to select the distance of anything under 5 thou and click the generate. Again, report tells us number of vias and pads that were plugged and the number of tangentials that were plugged. And we can see vias and pad that were plugged as well as the tangential vias that were plugged. And we wish to target all the vias on the boards, we simply select all four options, click the generate button, and all of them will be plugged. If we want to do a combination of tenting and plugging, simply select both menus. Select the desired objects to be tented and plugged and click the generate button. Again, the previous layers are deleted and up pops report showing us numbers of tented and plugged vias that were generated for this pass. And again, in yellow, plugging, and green for tenting of the vias. This ends the demonstration of Coppercat's HN 10 Plug Via software. For more information, visit our website at www.coppercat.com.